that stings like a bee. And now that I'm surrounded so helplessly, you know I believe you wanna leave me. Oh, baby, baby, where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me, don't you leave me no more. Oh, baby, baby, where did our love go? Oh, don't you leave me, don't you leave me no more.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Any clues as to who Vice President Harris will choose as her running mate?
I got nothing for you, man.
That's one of the contenders, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. That choice expected to be announced today ahead of a rally tonight in Philadelphia. Debbie, now a tropical storm, blamed for 5 deaths across the southeast. Historic rain is projected. That has people like Caroline Morris in Charleston worried about their homes.
We forgot one vent, so we had to come back and from our house in West Ashley and cover it up.
Parts of the region could see 20 inches of rain. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said late Monday that round-the-clock diplomacy is underway amid fears of a wider war in the Middle East involving Israel. Pentagon said U.S. military personnel were injured in a rocket attack on a base in western Iraq. And investors hoping early indicators of a better day on Wall Street hold. Futures markets are trading higher. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The lawyer for the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu is withdrawing from that case. During Monday's hearing, Katrina Bauer's lawyer told the court that she recently discovered a conflict of interest and is now withdrawing from the case. She did not elaborate on that conflict of interest. Elijah Vu disappeared back in February. He was reported missing by Katrina Bauer's boyfriend, Jesse Vang. He will be in court in late September. Bauer is also scheduled to have a bond hearing this Wednesday. A 2024 study from the Department of Workforce Development predicts a deficit of anywhere between 12,000 and 19,000 registered nurses by 2040 in Wisconsin. The report examined current rising rates of nurse vacancies around the state, showing that there are not enough nurses in Wisconsin to meet the demand. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Clouds are going to hang around for a little while this morning, then mostly sunny and cooler this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 78. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
99.7.
Relax, don't you rest.
99.7 Max FM.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say,
Toto, there is Africa. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty good, Maddie. I wasn't sure the air conditioner was ever going to get a break, but wow, for the past day, it's been taking a nice little breather.
It's a little cloudy out yet this morning. I get it. We had all the storms roll through late last night, but eventually we're supposed to give way to some sunshine, and it is actually cool and maybe even a little chilly out. It's probably not chilly if it was like, you know, April or May, but the fact that it's been been like almost 90, 95 once you factor in the heat index. It feels a little chilly out there this morning. Had to walk with a hoodie even this morning with Aspen. So she did enjoy the cool breeze and all the sniffs, just in case anybody was wondering. Nobody probably was, but I thought I'd throw it in there anyway.
We need our day-to-day updates. Come on.
Of course we do. So I have to tell you, I misjudged how big of a bite of my protein bar I just took and how much time it was going to take for me to chew it and to swallow it down before Toto ended. So I'm still trying to get rid of remnants of protein bar here this morning. So everybody excuse me if you hear all of a sudden like a little crunching. I do apologize. I was like, I've got one bite left and I have like a minute. I can do this. And then I was like, wait, things fade out. Oh, boy.
That's something that we in the radio business, we consider that an occupational hazard eating while we're on the air. Yeah.
That or sneezing when you're on the air. You know, you get sometimes those sudden sneezes where if you're anywhere else, you can disguise it a little bit. We have no choice but to just kind of go with it when we're in the middle of an air shift. So I will try my best not to do any crunching. I just wanted to give everybody a little heads up ahead of time, though, just in case. It was a bigger bite than I probably should have tried to get in that last minute. That's for sure. Now, anything fun and exciting happening in your world? Anything new to report this morning?
I think the most exciting thing yesterday was the weather. And, of course, there were thousands of people in southern Wisconsin that had some power outages last night because of the severe storms, and people, I think they're still working on getting power back up and running for a lot of people this morning. Other than that, you know, we talk about this all the time, and again, not to belabor the whole dog thing,
right?
But when it's a rainy day, you have to pick your moments, right, to get the dogs out. Okay, so here was my plight yesterday. So it took a while because where we are at, it was raining pretty much all morning long. Okay.
Sure. Yep.
Dogs are waiting to go out. They need to go out for their walk, get their exercise in. Waiting. Finally, there's a break in the rain. Little window, okay?
And we all know if you're a dog owner, you take that opportunity with all the gusto you can, right?
Yeah, you have to seize the moment,
It's a big deal, those moments.
So I ushered the dogs downstairs to get their leashes and collars on, get my boots on. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. The moment I get outside, it's almost like torrential downpour.
Yes.
So it's like that.
That's what happens.
That's the way it works, okay?
Every time.
So, so I walked him a little ways down the block, and I'm like, I had to gamble, okay?
Right.
Because you know what it's like with Aspen. You know that it's really not a big deal, but if they get wet, then you got to dry them off.
Right. And,
okay, so me, Sunset, and Theo were caught underneath this tree where it was dry. So we had we had shelter from the storm, okay?
Right.
And I'm waiting, and I'm gauging it. I'm thinking, okay, I can make it back to the house. It's really not a big deal, but I'm going to get soaking wet. They're going to get soaking wet. I don't care if I get drenched. It really doesn't matter to me.
It's easy for us to change clothes, right?
Exactly. Okay. But drying the dogs off and then not knowing when the next window is going to be.
Right.
So I stood there. And I stood there.
And now you're just the creepy guy stalking the neighborhood.
Right,
it's fine.
Right on the sidewalk with the two dogs. Theo, our Australian Shepherd, he decides, okay, I don't know what's going on here, but he just lays down. He lays down on the sidewalk just waiting.
He was done waiting.
You know? Right. So we must have been stuck there for, I swear, it was probably about 25 minutes. We were just waiting just because... Because and it wasn't that I was lazy, but you know how this goes, okay?
Right.
So if I have to get them back into the house, then I have to dry them off, get them dry, and wait for the next moment. And who knows when that's going to be?
Because plus, if it goes from torrential downpour into just like a nice little shower, you can make that work. You can totally do that. Yeah. Aspen hates being wet. She hates anytime you make her go outside if it's raining really hard. However, she will go outside if it's just a light shower or if it's just a sprinkle. She's totally cool with that. It's when the torrential downpours come. And I can't really say as I blame her, right? Now, she's been caught in those several times this summer because of how, you know, Mother Nature has operated. But luckily for me, it was always on our way back home. So everything she needed to do was done, because forget about it. If it starts downpouring on her head, it doesn't matter how long you stand out there. She's just going to be a wet aspen, and that's pretty much all you're going to get out of the deal. So, you know, you have to, you do though. I totally understand what you're saying. You really have to like stand there. Do I go now? Do I wait? Do I go now? Do I wait? Do I go now? And the dogs are just like, what are we doing?
What are we doing here? And I'm sitting there for this 20, 25 minutes, and I realize I'm starting...
Contemplating your life, aren't you?
Exactly. My life is just rushing, is blazing past my eyes, and I'm starting to think, wait a second, why am I getting annoyed here? I'm the guy that will sit out in the garage when there's a heavy-duty shower or a thunderstorm just so I can watch the rain. Why am I so bothered by this?
Right.
But I think it was really just because of the dogs. I think it was, you know, I want to get them out so they can take a walk and get, And so eventually I risked it and we did come back in, and they didn't get too wet, but... Then we had to wait another couple of hours before I could get them out. But you know,
there truly is. If you're a dog owner, you know those moments when you just have to seize every opportunity that you get. And yesterday, luckily, we were able to get outside a few different times with pretty much no problem. Early yesterday morning was our biggest exception, but we made it through. And we're lucky that out here there's enough trees that, just kind of like you, I was able to basically hop from one tree-lined area to another. And it wasn't really a torrential downpour until every time we get literally where we're not close enough from home to not get soaked, but we're not far enough away that we have to walk through it too far. Does that make sense? But it starts raining so hard that by the time we get to the front door, we're absolutely soaked. But at least it hasn't been like a mile of that. It's only been like four or five driveways.
Exactly.
But every single time it rains and we have to be outside, that's what happens. We're about four or five driveways away, and then I look at her and I'm like, seriously, all right, this is where we run. Let those legs fly and let's go. But of But then of course she always has to sniff along the way, which then just creates all sorts of havoc.
It's what we do as dog owners.
That's right. We love them to pieces, though. We wouldn't do it if we didn't love to do it, even though it does get a little annoying. Totally, totally understand the annoyance part at the same time.
How was your day yesterday?
It was pretty laid back. We just kind of hung out here at home. Dexter didn't really want to do taekwondo. We, you know, as we've talked, he's got lots of different options of when he can go to all of his classes. He had a very early morning online therapy appointment, though, yesterday. 8 a.m. And he's so funny because his dad did some of his meetings from home yesterday morning before he left for the day. And he got up and he went out to the kitchen and, you know, typical teenager lumbering around, you know, sounds like a herd of elephants in your kitchen. he makes a pot of coffee and Corey goes, rough night. And Dexter looks at him. I don't know how it works, but I got the same amount of sleep, but now I'm up at a different time. So it feels like I got no sleep whatsoever. Corey's like, that's because your body's used to one time and now you're getting up much earlier. He's like, hours earlier than you normally would. So he left it up to Dexter to make a pot of coffee. I think Corey drank an entire gallon of milk because he's like, a little water with the coffee would have been good this morning. I was like, well, that's what he needed, Dad. And he goes, well, he's part of the family because he's like, he drinks it just like all of his uncles and his aunties do. So he's like, he's got that portion of the family gene down. And then we just hung out at home yesterday. I did have a grocery pickup I had to go do. So I was very appreciative to have people do the shopping for me. Got those in, got those unloaded. And then Dexter really wants to see Deadpool and Wolverine. And I've been pushing this off because, well, we haven't really been into MCU all that much, and I haven't really kept up with all of the different characters, all of the different plot lines. And so when it comes to Deadpool and Wolverine, I've read from several different online sources that if you know anything about Loki, you're going to be cool. The series, of course, on Disney Plus. If you've watched Logan, Deadpool 1, and Deadpool 2, you can pretty much go into Deadpool and Wolverine and be just fine. So yesterday I was like, all right, I can't push this off any longer. Of course, we know that Corey's going to be in Chicago at the DNC here in a couple of weeks. Dexter and I are going to do our own version of a little at-home staycation. I mean, things will be pretty normal, but his taekwondo instructor is going back to visit family in Africa for about a week and a half, so we have no taekwondo that week. So that just kind of worked out for us, and it's just going to be Dexter and me and the dog for a few days. Yeah, so I was like, let's do, you know, after I get done with the morning show, you don't have taekwondo, you got drums that Wednesday, but let's have a little staycation. He wants to do some thrifting, he wants to go see Deadpool and Wolverine, might take grandma out to lunch with us one day, and then we might make our way over to Kohler Andre State Park one day, because Dexter loves it there because it's right on the water. Take Aspen on some of the trails she's allowed to go on, go hang out by the lake and all of that good stuff. So we'll see how it all plays out. We've got big, lofty plans. We might end up sitting at home in our jammies, depending on how it goes as well.
But either way, I mean, that could be fun. Sure.
I think it could be a lot of fun, and I do like hanging out with him. I really do love spending time with the kid. He's quirky. He's snarky. He's funny. He can tell jokes with the best of them, and he really is a whole lot of fun to hang out with. And he had kind of a blow to his whole summer as well, because the girl was supposed to be coming the week before the RNC. Well, their whole family got COVID, and they were pretty sick for about 2 weeks, meaning dad missed 2 weeks of work and got really behind on projects. So now that entire trip has been postponed to we have no idea when. So meeting the girl that he's been talking to for months and months is not happening either. So Dexter's been in a little bit of a slump over that. So I thought, you know what? Let's just go have some fun while everybody else is gone and doing their thing. But in order to see Deadpool and Wolverine, I got to be able to know what's going on. So I sat down yesterday and started Logan. Now, I understand why all of a sudden these MCU movies are not probably as family-friendly as they started out. I watched about a half hour, 45 minutes of Logan, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is brutal. Like, this is bloody and awful, and that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. But I understand why it's getting harder for families to enjoy MCU as well.
Because I haven't seen Logan yet, but I've heard that.
Aren't movies you take little ones to, because, you know, they love the comics and they love Wolverine. No, this would give your children nightmare for months and months and months. I mean, it is bloody and gruesome.
I hear it's a pretty decent film.
It's good. Oh, no, I didn't make it all the way through last night. I've got probably about 30 minutes left, but it's a great film. But I definitely understand why this is becoming more of an adult-only franchise, because it was pretty gruesome. But I'm trying to catch up so that I'm all ready and we can go see Deadpool and Wolverine on the big screen while everybody else is off doing the DNC stuff. Now, speaking of other things that I did yesterday, of course, you know, I kept up with some Olympics yesterday too. And Team USA had a great day. They added 8 more medals at the Olympics yesterday. Yeah, they're doing really awesome. Still tied with China in golds, 21 each at this point. Valerie Allman won her second gold in a row in women's discus. China took silver in that one. And the U.S. also won silver medals in men's pole vault, mixed skeet shooting, the mixed triathlon relay, and Simone Biles had to settle for silver in women's floor. Jordan Chiles took bronze in that one, and the women's 3-on-3 basketball team also won bronze. Now, when it comes to gymnastics, I don't know if you saw the photo yesterday, but the Brazilian gymnast, who it was actually Simone Biles, encouraged to stay in gymnastics after her third ACL tear. She won the gold on the floor exercise, deservedly so. She had an amazing, beautiful routine. And both Simone Biles and Jordan Chiles were on the podium on each side of her, giving her the I'm not worthy pose as she stood in the middle with her hands up in the air. It's just going to be one of those iconic photos from the Olympics, right? Because you've got these three amazing women, so talented, and even they can recognize each other's talent. So it was a really cool moment if you haven't seen the photos. Now, Simone also had had a chance to medal in the balance beam. We were talking about that early yesterday morning, but she actually fell off during her routine. So did Suni Lee. They placed fifth and sixth, respectively. That's a wrap, though, for her 2024 Olympics, and it might be the end of Simone Biles' career as well. She was asked the other be back in 2028. Her exact response, never say never. I am getting really old, though. And, you know, she's 27. She doesn't look it, but she's 27. For a gymnast, that's getting up there in age. Remember when their cutoff used to be like 16, 17, maybe 18 was pushing it? And now you have Simone Biles competing at the age of 27. And if you do the math, she'll be 31 by the time the 2028 Olympics roll around. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I would say, though. Watching Simone Biles on TV or listening to her do some commentary or being like a special guest commentator for women's gymnastics, I'd be down with that because she's a fun human being at the same time and obviously knows her stuff. Now, her 11 career medals would leave her tied for second most all-time among female gymnasts. And late last night, Caroline Marks took home gold for Team USA in women's surfing, which we've talked about. That competition was being held in Tahiti. Now, after day 10 of the Olympics, Team USA still leads the overall medal count with 79. China's a distant second at 53. The U.S. and China ended the day with 21 golds each. Then you have Australia and France with 13 and Great Britain with 12. And obviously now we're huge into the track and field portion of the Olympics, which, I mean, the U.S. has got some really, really fast runners. So it's going to be really fun to see how they do as well over the next few days. Yeah. But all this will wrap up over the weekend because the closing ceremonies actually take place on the 11th. So we've just got a few more days of the Olympics. I love the Olympics. We've talked about it. It's like unity for the world at its best at a time when I feel like we need a little bit more unity. That's for sure. So enjoy this final few days of the Olympics. Now, we're running out of time here, but I would be totally remiss if we did not talk about this because this is kind of a big deal. And you take it for what it's worth, and you're going to have to take the source for what it's worth. But we may have some answers as to why Ben and Jen are maybe no longer a thing, Finn. And it's an interesting theory. It comes from a little bit of a dubious source, though. Death Row Records founder Suge Knight is now talking. He has this podcast that he does from prison, which, by the way, that's not the big story, that Suge Knight has a regular podcast he does from prison. I mean, I'm all for them learning while they're in there, learning skills, learning trades, but should Suge Knight have his own podcast from cell block B? I mean, that's kind of weird if you ask me. Anyway, he's serving 28 years for manslaughter. Now, he suggested in this podcast that he knows why Ben and Jen actually broke up. He says it's because the FBI showed Ben incriminating materials that they picked up from that raid of Sean Combs or P. Diddy's house. Now, if you remember, J-Lo dated Diddy from 1999 to 2001. And if Diddy really is into all of this crazy, awful stuff that the feds are investigating him for, then according to Suge, just maybe Jennifer was into it with him while they were together. Now, Suge's quote was this: they go raid Puffy's house and they get all these videos of J-Lo doing this and J-Lo doing that. He also thinks that they tipped Ben off that J-Lo lied about the 1999 nightclub shooting where a rapper named Shine went to prison, even though there's a lot of people think that Diddy was actually responsible for that. So here's the question, though. Let's be real about this, right? Why would the federal agents go out of their way to contact Ben? Well,
that was my thought. It's like, why would they reveal that to
Apple? He's got a lot of time on his hands, Suge Knight, right? And he was always one of those bigger-than-life kind of weird personalities anyway, if you knew anything about Suge Knight. Now, according to him, quote, it's a white man who got respect in the white world. I'm quite sure they said, we want to show you some things about your wife. Now, all of this is very interesting, but at this point, you should probably just take it with a grain of salt, considering the source. Now, I'm not saying any of it's true. I'm not saying any of it isn't true, but I am going to say that I'm not taking Suge's word for it, okay?
So either way, Affleck is going with it. He's going to roll with it. He's like, okay, this sounds like a plausible story. That'll be the deal breaker right there, because everything else he's tried in the past hasn't worked. So maybe this will finally free him from J-Lo.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I think we all need a podcast from Cell Block B or something if this is the kind of stuff stuff we get to rant about. My goodness, this is good stuff. This is like, this is kind of like soap opera from prison, only in Suge Knight world. This is good stuff. So we shall see. There were rumors yesterday that they are officially splitting up. They're working through everything right now. No idea how true it is. I know she's in the Hamptons for the summer. He's doing something
else. And didn't she just sell her place, her house she sold, and then he bought a new place, I believe.
Right? It's all very weird. It sounds like they're going to put off any sort of actual divorce, though, according to stories that came out yesterday, until things are actually finalized. I can imagine combining the, you know, trying to divest from the J-Lo assets and the Affleck assets. I can imagine that could be difficult. Although these are two celebrities who probably know their worth and probably know exactly what they came with. So I'm guessing there was a lot of agreement signed before the actual marriage, which doesn't that seem romantic? Make sure you sign line B before you say I do, so that we know we're covered just in case this doesn't work out.
Either way, Maddie will always have Gigli. We'll always have Gigli.
Said no one ever. Said no one absolutely ever. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Cloudy this morning, sunny by this afternoon. I see some peaks of blue sky and a few little peaks of sunshine trying to come through right now. 71 is all for a high today. Mostly clear down to 53 tonight, then partly cloudy 78 tomorrow. Right now, it is 57.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman-owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
7:35 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Tuesday. It's Jimmy Eat World now with The Middle on Max FM.
Ever been a beat? Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just do your best. Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:38 right now, and we would love for you to do a little online shopping today by going to maxfmbigdeals.com. And I promise there's an advantage to it for you as well, because today we have our big deal of the day over at maxfmbigdeals.com. 50% off one of our amazing stores, and today we'd love for you to go take advantage of Brushes and Bubbly of Wisconsin Dells. They do public and private paint classes and parties. They have canvas paint, wood burning, mosaics, so much more. Such a fun night, whether it's date night, whether you want to get together with a few friends. It's always a great opportunity. Now, that $25 certificate with that 50% off today, $12.50, all you're going to pay when you take advantage of today's big deal of the day. No promo code needed. You just got to go over to maxfmbigdeals.com, do a little shopping, throw it in your cart, maybe a couple of them stock up, and you are all set for a paint night. Again, maxfmbigdeals.com. And hey, while you're over there, check out everything else we have to offer. Great food options, some adult beverages, and let's face it, even in the middle of the week, sometimes we could use a little drink after work. A lot of entertainment options too, with instant downloads available and new inventory being added all of the time. Put a little extra in the wallet when you're shopping at maxfmbigdeals.com. We could also all use some of that once in a while, too. Now, coming up yet this hour, birthdays and anniversaries. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us, 355-9970. Coming up, we're going to have a look at your forecast. It's going to be beautiful over the next couple of days. We're going to lose some of that humidity. We'll also have a look at sports here on Max FM. And remember, the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The Packers are back to work today after a couple of days off. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're coming off their family night practice at Lambeau Field on Saturday. Packers releasing fourth-string quarterback Jacob Eason yesterday, making room for tight end Tucker Kraft, who was removed from the PUP list. Kraft had been rehabbing a pectoral muscle injury. Football Badgers continuing week two of fall training camp at UW-Platteville. Yesterday, they were in the receiving votes category with the release of the college football coaches poll. Badgers checked in at number 34. They were picked to finish 7th in the Big Ten and will open the season August 30th against Western Michigan. The Brewers were also off yesterday and open a 3-game series in Atlanta against the Braves tonight. They start the day in first place in the National League Central, 6 games up on the Pirates and Cardinals. U.S. added 8 more medals at the Paris Olympics on Monday. Team USA now at 79, including 21 gold medals. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Clouds are going to hang around for a little while this morning, then mostly sunny and cooler this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 78. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60. 99.7.
7:43 right now, going back to 1984. Here is Billy Ocean with Caribbean Queen on 99.7 Max FM.
She's simply awesome. She dashed by me in painted on jeans. And all head turned, cause she was the cream. In the blink of an eye, I knew her number and her name. Yeah. She said I was the tiger she wanted to tame. Caribbean Queen, now we're sharing the same dream. And our hearts, they're beating one. No more love on the run. I lose my cool when she steps in the room. So excited just from her perfume. Electric eyes that you can't ignore. And passion burns you like never before.
Oh, Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:46 right now. And, you know, Finn, yesterday when we had all of those wet dogs, thanks to that rain and the torrential downpour you guys ran through, you needed maybe a little bit of this. Dolce & Gabbana just launched a new perfume for dogs called Fefe. It's named after co-founder Domenico Dolce's dog. They say it's been approved by vets. It lasts all day long, and dogs seem to really enjoy the scent. So in other words, it smells like other dogs' behinds or something. I have no idea, which we don't want our dogs to smell like, right? The website describes it as an olfactory masterpiece featuring the cocooning and warm notes of ylang, plus the clean and enveloping touch of musk and the woody, creamy undertones of sandalwood. So it smells like sandalwood and Elon Musk. Got it. All right, here we go. Now, as you'd expect, this is not cheap whatsoever. A 3.5-ounce bottle is going to cost you just over $100, partly because the logo on the front of it is actually plated with 24-karat gold, because your dog will definitely know the difference, know that you went that extra mile for that 24-karat gold. It also comes with a free Dolce & Gabbana dog collar and a personalized name tag as well, just in case you want your dog to smell good. Now, here is the thing. Aspen never smells badly, and I'm not buying her $100 bottles of perfume. Just saying. I think hers costs a whole whopping maybe $14 because it's got some avocado oil in it. Just saying.
Okay. Well, Sunset frequently smells like crackers and Fritos, so I think
that happens.
I think I'll just stick with the crackers and Fritos.
That happens. Yeah. When I brush Aspen, because it's also because I use this avocado spray, it's really good for her skin. So you're able to put it on her, and then, you know, from head to tail, and then it also has, you know, micronutrients and probiotics in it that really kind of take down that doggy smell in between baths. Plus, it's super good for her itchy skin, and this time of year, you know, when she's out in the weeds and things, it's been actually kind of a lifesaver to keep her from itching quite as much. But it's not $100 a bottle, just in case anybody's wondering, and she smells delightful all the time, so there is that.
What's really interesting is there are people that will actually buy
It's probably sold out. Yeah. I haven't been over to the website yet, but I'm guessing that there is a part of this world that, you know, like just those few people out there who have the extra $100 who think that they absolutely need this. And it's probably very close to selling out, would be my actual guess. But it's always nice to have a good smelling dog. Ours goes to get her spa day today, so I don't have to worry about
it. Oh, today is the big glam day
Once a month, she goes in and she gets a little spa day with her amazing groomer. She gets the nails done. She gets all the extra hair taken out. She gets a good bath. And then I don't have to do it if I don't want to, which is really all that matters. So, no, she will be having her spa day today. And I can guarantee that she is going to smell amazing, but it is not a $100 bottle of perfume that she will have spritzed on her before she walks out the door.
How long does she smell good, though? Does it last for a few days?
It lasts probably 3 or 4 days, so that's not bad. And it makes her hair really, I mean, she's very short-haired anyway, but it makes her hair super silky and very, very soft and smooth. I really love whatever our groomer uses. And then after about a week, then she starts smelling a little bit more like a dog, you know, and then we've been outside a little bit more. We're a little bit wet, you know, we've gotten a little hot every now and then. So then that's when I have to start pulling out my avocado spray. It's not quite the same thing as the groomer. It's a close substitute, but not quite the same thing. But at least it keeps the skin healthy and keeps the puppy smell a little at bay for a while anyway. I do love a good groom day, though, especially for her. It means less hair in my house is essentially what it means.
Yeah.
Now, we do have to take a look at our birthdays that we have this morning, Finn, because we have a good list of celebrity birthdays that we've got to run down this morning. And before we jump into that, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us 355-9970. Hopefully somebody you know is celebrating enough and really loves their dog, so you can get them that $100 bottle of dog spray so their dog smells good, never mind their birthday and something exclusively for them. We have Ty Simpkins to start off our list today. He's the kid from Iron Man 3, Jurassic World, and also the Insidious movies. He also had a cameo in Avengers Endgame. Okay, I don't even know who he is. It'd probably be better if I did. Anyway, he's celebrating his 23rd birthday. Charlotte McKinney is also celebrating a birthday. She's from a Carl's Jr. Super Bowl commercial to Dancing with the Stars to Baywatch. She is celebrating her 31st birthday. Adrian Curry, who is America's Next Top Model winner and a Comic-Con veteran who was briefly Mrs. Peter Brady, they're divorced now. She's celebrating her 42nd birthday. Didn't they have a reality show? I believe they did. See, these are the things tucked way back in my brain. When she and Peter Brady, which is not his real name, I forget what the actor's real name is. He'll always be Peter Brady, the kid whose voice was changing in the middle of a singing competition or whatever it was.
Right.
But I believe they had their own short-lived, like, one or two season reality show as they were, like, actually getting married and maybe into the newlywed life and all of that kind of stuff.
But nobody cared, so the show went bye-bye.
Exactly. I mean, and the marriage lasted about as long as this show, let's be honest. But, you know, here we are talking about her today. Did I mention it? She's 42. I can't remember if I did or not. I got off on a Peter Brady tangent. Leslie Odom Jr., the Tony Award winner for playing Aaron Burr in Hamilton, is 43 years old today. Oh, I love this one. Punky Brewster herself, Soleil Moon Frye, is celebrating her 48th birthday. She grew up to play Roxy on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which doesn't make it any better because that show was on 100 years ago. Soleil Moon Frye is 48 years old today.
You know, that was kind of a close one, though, because I thought you were going to say she was a little older. But
no,
wow.
Still 48. Bad enough. 48, yeah. Cute little Punky Brewster with her pigtails and her non-matching shoes. Yeah. Then they remember just a few years ago, they did a new version of Punky Brewster where she's the mom and she's raising kids and she still lives in the apartment that her and Henry lived in the original show. Obviously, she's redone it to, you know, 2024 standards. I didn't actually think it was a bad sitcom. I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was awful. Maybe that's because Punky Brewster was one of my favorites, and maybe I was a little nostalgic, but I didn't actually think it was bad. I think they only made one season of it. I don't know if they have intentions of doing another one. Even her best friend from, you know, way back in the 80s, Sherry, was on the show, so that's kind of cool. I know. Okay. It wasn't horrible. I mean, I've seen some pretty bad remakes and, like, Let's Catch Up in Time sitcoms, and this was not one of the worst ones I've ever seen, for sure. Ever Carradine is celebrating a birthday today. Naomi Putman in The Handmaid's Tale and Janet Stein on Marvel's Runaways. She is celebrating her 50th birthday. We've got Vera Farmiga, who is celebrating a birthday. She's Lorraine Warren in the Conjuring movies and Norma Bates on Bates Motel. She's 51. Oh, I love this. Jerry Halliwell is celebrating a birthday. Of course, we know her as being one of the Spice Girls. Was she Scary Spice? I can't remember.
Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice, that's right, because she had that gorgeous red hair. She is celebrating her 52nd birthday.
Look at me.
Today.
You're asking that was good. Spice Girls questions,
that was
and I
awesome.
Got the answers.
I love it. So we'll pull out some Spice Girls maybe this morning because, well, you can't mention a Spice Girls then play something by the Spice Girls. M. Night Shyamalan is celebrating a birthday today as well. Some of his movies include The Sixth Sense, Signs, Lady in the Water, The Happening Glass, and the brand new one in theaters called Trap that features his own daughter as a pop singer while the cops are trying to catch a killer at her concert. He is 54 today. David Robinson, NBA legend. He was a former San Antonio Spurs player. He played center on the team. He is 59 years old. Hugh Hefner's ex, Kimberly Conrad, is 62 years old. Obviously, that was an ex from a long time ago because we all know that Hef would not have been seen or even wanted to be seen with anybody who was over like 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So. So we know Kimberly Conrad was way back in the day. Michelle Yao, who played Philippa on Star Trek Discovery. She's also fallen Starfleet captain and now her mirror self as a member of Section 31. She was also in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, those movies. And she was in the third Mummy movie. The Mummy Tomb of the Dragon Emperor is what that was called. She is 62. Randy DeBarge of the supergroup DeBarge is celebrating a birthday. They had one hit. It was Rhythm of the Night. He was in the original DeBarge lineup, which over the years has included Chico, Mark, James, Bobby, Bunny, and even L. He is celebrating his 66th birthday. Stephanie Kramer is celebrating a birthday today. She was Detective Dee Dee McCall on Hunter. I remember watching that show. It was one of my dad's favorite shows, so we watched every week it was on. She is celebrating her 68th birthday. I am more shocked that she's only 68 than I was about Soleil Moon Frye being 48. I mean, like, it feels like Stephanie Kramer has been around for forever, and she's only 20 years older than Punky Brewster. I got to put this into perspective in my brain here this morning, how that all works. Catherine Hicks, who played Annie Camden on the family-friendly Seventh Heaven, that was such a great show. She was also the mom Karen Barclay in the original Child's Play. She is 73 years old. Dorian Harewood, who played Private Eight Ball in Full Metal Jacket, is 74 years old. That wraps up our list today. I was going through the other names that would have been on here. Lucille Ball would have celebrated a birthday today. And the big one is JonBenet Ramsey would have been 34 years old today.
Wow.
34. I mean, we've been talking about JonBenet and trying to find out what happened to her for years, because they never have solved that mystery, have they, as far as I know?
Nope.
I think that is still one of those open cases that they would love to solve. But she would have been 34 years old, which is...
Lots of documentaries out there.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though, that, I mean, we've been talking about her for so long. She disappeared in 1996, somewhere in that era. Mm-hmm. So, my goodness. Anyway, that's what I was looking at as I was at Dorian Harewood. I was like, oh my gosh, JonBenet would have been 34. That's insanity.
Yeah.
Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to add somebody to this list. We make it super easy. Just text us 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast. Easy for me to say this morning. Cloudy, becoming mostly sunny. And in fact, as I sit here, I keep seeing more and more peaks of blue sky and a lot more sun coming through the trees on Goose Poop Pond. 71 is all for a high today, so definitely much cooler. Mostly clear down to 53 tonight, then partly cloudy 78 tomorrow. Another beautiful day. Right now, it is 60.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A source familiar with the campaign tells ABC News.